it feels like because I'm coming into maybe like a next phase of this journey, it's requiring more of me, where I'm like, okay, I'm finally getting my groove, doing things on my own. I'm comfortable here. And as soon as I got comfortable, God's like, yeah, now go do this. And I'm just like, oh, I want to do it, but I don't have the confidence to do it.
Hey, you guys, welcome to In Totality, a place where we celebrate authenticity and openness. We're here for those who are willing to explore, those who embrace imperfections, and for those with open hearts and minds. I'm excited to embark on this journey with you, and while I can't predict every twist and turn, I'm certain that God will be by our side with every step of obedience. Welcome to In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of In Totality. I'm your host, Megan Ashley, and I'm so excited to be back with you. Another solo episode. Here we are. It's so crazy because, like, y'all know I'm, like, probably, like, ad nauseum transparent, and we are at my home. It is almost 10 o'clock. My kids are asleep upstairs. But we have episodes to get out. So here we are. Jay Jordan and I in Soho is here. I don't really know why she's here. She's part of the crew, I guess. So she's over here sleeping. But I'm really excited to be with you guys. First of all, before we even continue with this episode, make sure that you go right now and subscribe. Go hit that subscribe button, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and make sure you don't miss out on anything. That way you get notifications when every episode drops. I don't want you to miss out. And if you haven't already joined my Patreon, I don't know what you're doing. Our Patreon community, The Village, is absolutely phenomenal. We are just now wrapping up our first book of the year, Crazy Love, and it's been phenomenal. We've had live Zooms every Thursday, gathering together, praying together, encouraging one another, reading a book together and really breaking the book down and, you know, going through different ideas, and it's just been amazing. So if you haven't already, make sure you join my Patreon community, The Village. You can look in the description below. The link will be there, or you can go to my website, www.themeganashley.com, and all of the information is on there. My Amazon storefront is also on there, so make sure you check that out. Bible study materials, all the books that we're reading, all the good stuff, it's all on there. So yeah, I want to make sure to plug those things in before we get into this episode. Today, I kind of just wanted to chat with you guys because this week I turn 34, and I feel like this happens often where it's like your birthday, it's like, oh, it's a while away. And then out of nowhere, it's like next week. And so my birthday is my birthday is this week by the time you guys see it. And yeah, it was crazy because I haven't really thought about my birthday and what I want to do for my birthday. I like to do the most for other people. I'm not really a person that wants to do the most for myself. Never really been that way. Like never planned a party or planned anything for my birthday. I'm naturally probably an introvert and I like to kind of be low key. But it was interesting because I was thinking about it today because my friend asked me, one of my best friends, Ashley, she was like, you know, what are you doing for your birthday? And I was like, I haven't really thought about it. I haven't put any thought into it. And so right after I get off the phone with Ashley, I'm working on some stuff. And then my therapist called me and I forgot I have therapy. So this all happened today. So everything is really fresh. So I'm giving you guys kind of really my just raw thoughts of the day. But I look down at my phone and my therapist calls, and no lie, you guys, as like being 1,000% transparent, I looked at the phone and I was like, ugh, I don't want to do this today. Like, I'm not in the mood. And usually I've been working with this therapist for almost a year now. It'd be a year. I think we started working with each other like mid-May. You know, the experience of therapy has been extremely helpful, just sorting out and bringing balance to a lot of thoughts and feelings and emotions, and bringing some clarity in some ways too. I've said this before, and I will always like big this up. My therapist is a Black woman who loves God, and I just think that that's amazing. I thought it was going to be really hard for me to find a woman therapist who loves the Lord, but God is kind to me, and he just provided the right person. So, you know, I've been doing therapy with her for almost a year. And so this was the first time I think that I was kind of like, oh, I just don't feel like it today. And I literally let the phone ring. Like, I was looking at it and I was like, maybe I should tell her, like, you know, I'm just swamped with work and I'll call her another day, or we can reschedule, or, you know, we'll just pick up next week. And I like immediately, like after I let the phone ring about three or four times, I felt the Holy Spirit say, answer the phone, like just answer the phone. And so I answer the phone. You know, my therapist is so nice. She's like, hey, she's always like in a good mood. And I'm like, hey, you know, she's like, how's it going? And we're just kind of, you know, checking in. And then she's like, so your birthday is this week. And I was like, oh God, here we go. And so she asked me a question. And so that, you know, when she brings up my birthday, it set forth all of these thoughts and all of these just feelings and regarding, you know, my birthday, and not even just my birthday, just regarding just the time and the space that I feel like I'm in.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
This episode of In Totality is brought to you by McDonald's Best Burgers Ever. McDonald's classic burgers are hotter, juicier, and tastier than ever before. So much so that Hamburglar is on the loose. The patties are cooked to juicy perfection. The cheese is perfectly melted. The Big Mac has more special sauce in every bite. They're topped with a pillow soft golden bun. These are truly McDonald's best classic burgers ever. Or in the words of the Hamburglar,
rubble, rubble.
Try McDonald's Best Burgers Ever at a McDonald's near you. Okay, guys, back to the show. Because not only am I turning a new age, but I feel like I'm stepping into a new season. And so she was asking me, like, how do you feel about your birthday? And she was like, are you one of those people that likes to plan and do something? Are you down on your birthday? Or are you more reflective on your birthday? And I was like, I definitely don't feel down. I was like, I feel more reflective. And so she was like, okay, you know, that's fine. She was like, for people who are more reflective during their birthday, they have, you know, more of an opportunity to be depressed if they think, you know, if they're more reflective about their birthday coming up. And I was like, yeah, you know, I really don't feel down. I just feel like I'm stepping into, it's like very symbolic of stepping into something new for me. And the reason why I say that is because recently I have been getting more invitations to go do things, to speak at places. And as much as I could probably expected that to happen, it feels like I don't even know how to explain it. I was trying to explain it to my therapist. I'm sure she probably thought I was nuts, but it feels like I am, I don't know. I guess I'm going to explain it the way I explained it to her, and I really pray that this makes sense. But say you are afraid of like spiders, right? Say you're afraid of spiders and you've been, you're afraid of spiders and someone puts a spider on you. Imagine that feeling when you look down and see that a spider is on you, right? There's like this instant like jolting fear that comes, right? It's like, oh my gosh, like it's terrifying. And it's a feeling that because it's something that you're fearful of, it's a feeling that causes like a very strong memory, right? And so, you know, anytime that you've come encounter with one of your biggest fears, and then like that feeling, you know, that feeling like that, it's like permanently something that's like imprinted on you. And in the season that I'm in right now in my life, I feel like I'm back to, and hear me out, because not like I'm backtracking, but it feels like trusting the Lord all over again. And I remember when, I remember back in November, even in May, you know, moving into a new house, being newly single, being a mom, a single mom now, all of the things that were happening then, it was scary. And then in November, when I had to make a decision to do this podcast on my own, and that was scary. And I fought with the Lord so much. I mean, I wrestled so much if I should continue or not. And deep down inside, like everything inside of me was saying yes. Like my spirit was saying yes, but my flesh was fighting so hard. I mean, they were raging against each other. And I remember right before the podcast launched, like the week of, just that it's kind of like it's kind of like going up a roller coaster, and like right where you're at the top and you're about to go down, like that first initial drop, it's like you're anticipating it, but it's like this weird feeling, like it's exciting, but it's terrifying. And I feel like the season that I'm in right now, I'm coming to this place where I have to trust God again. Like and maybe this is just a lesson that I need to learn, but back in November, I felt like, okay, Lord, I trusted you to do the podcast, right? So like, okay, I trust you. I've given my life to you fully. Like back in May, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give my life to God fully. I'm really going to do this all out. And then November came and the podcast came, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it and trust that you have me. And it was scary. And it still, some days, you know, it can feel scary some days. And now I feel like I'm going into a new season, and I'm going to have to trust him again. And I don't say that in the sense of I believe that you only need to trust God one time, but because you have to trust the Lord every single day. But I think what I mean is like these bigger situations, like that feel more intense, right? And so it feels like because I'm coming into maybe like a next phase of this journey, it's requiring more of me. It's requiring more trust in him. It's requiring more faith. It's requiring more obedience. It's requiring more patience. It's requiring more. And, you know, I think just in my flesh, I feel like, oh man, Lord, like I just, like it's only been a few months, and you know, I've trusted you. I feel like I'm doing what you've asked me to do. And now you're bringing me into another season that is requiring me to trust you even more. And in my heart is to please him and to honor him and do what he's calling me to do. And it doesn't, you know, that doesn't take away the feelings that come with that. You know what I mean? And I feel like I just, man, if I'm just being honest, I just remember the process and the journey, even just within myself, what it took to trust him. And I think that, you know, when you, for me at least, I've always struggled with, you know, my identity in Christ. I've always struggled with how he sees me and if the Lord loves me. And, you know, I've struggled with that. And I've been open about that with you guys. I've been open about, you know, some of all the things that I've really struggled with. And I think when you get into a pattern of that, of believing a lie, believing that God doesn't really love you, believing that you have to work for his love or work for his approval. When you believe that, which is a lie, you condition yourself to not trusting in what he's doing in you because you don't even feel worthy of him doing anything in you.
All right, guys, before we continue with this episode, I want to let you know that there is a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There's a power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black led brand, we make room to create demand for another Black led brand. Black founders and products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. For example, brands like the Lip Bar and Scotch Porter Beard Balm. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. All right, guys, back to the show.
You know, I'm looking at what God has done with this podcast and I'm just so thankful and it's so amazing. And I want to stay here. I want to stay in this little comfort zone where I'm like, okay, I'm finally getting my groove, you know, doing things on my own. You know, I'm comfortable right now. I'm comfortable here. And as soon as I got comfortable, God's like, yeah, now go do this. Now go do this. And I'm just like, oh, I want to do it, but I don't have the confidence to do it. And it's crazy because I remember going into this new year, my scripture for this year was going to be Proverbs 3. And I just want to read it because it's just, you know, I don't know why this was my scripture for the year. Well, obviously I do know why now, but anyway, it says, it's Proverbs 3:5, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all of your ways, know him and he will make your path straight. And I was reminded today when I was talking to my therapist, that was my scripture for the year. And, you know, and when that was brought back to my remembrance, it just solidified, you know, that I have to trust him. Like, I cannot think that I am going to be able to do this apart from my trust being solely in him. Not even, and this is the thing, it's like, I don't even have, it's not about trusting myself because I've had a hard time with that. Like, oh, you know, I just, after everything that happened last year, I just don't trust myself and all of these things. And I was reminded today, like I was in my room today and God was like, you can trust my track record even when you can't trust yours. And I was like, that spoke so much to me. And it's like his track record is flawless. And so when I put my attention and my focus on his track record, then I don't have any room or any ground to worry about my own track record. All I have to worry about is being obedient to him. It says, trust in him in all of your ways and lean not into your own understanding. I don't understand. I really don't. I really don't understand how I'm here. I really don't understand how I'm getting, you know, invited to go do these things. And what's crazy is, y'all, this literally is happening like within the last like 7 days, like this week and last week. It's just been like an influx of, you know, whatever. And of just people asking me to be a part of things and speak at things. And it was crazy because I had given a yes to something, but I was thinking that they wanted me to just come and do like a panel. And, you know, because that's my comfort zone. Y'all know I love a group project.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show.
All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths.
I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show. That is my comfort zone. A group of us. Like, let's have a conversation. I'm a conversationalist, so I feel like that's my wheelhouse. I can have a conversation with anybody all day. And a conversation about the Lord? Easy. I could do that all day. But they emailed back, and it's not a panel. It's not a moderator. It's me with a mic. So it's like, and I was talking to a friend, and I was just like, I don't want to do this. Like, and she was like, why? Like, you know, and even my therapist today, she was like, what's the worst that can happen? And I was like, I look like an idiot. That's the worst that can happen. I look insane. She's like, you know, but like, what's your intention? Like, where's your heart? And I was like, my intention is that, you know, would be to go in and lift up the name of the Lord and that he be lifted up. And so that all hearts can be drawn to him. And she was like, then how could God not move when that's the direction of your heart, when that's the posture of your heart? And so again, it's requiring a level of trust in the Lord that, you know, I just haven't had to have because I haven't been in that position, right? It's like if you've never been hungry before, if you've never been hungry before, if you've never experienced that before, then it's hard to have trust that the Lord will provide you something to eat. But once you get hungry, right, then you have the opportunity to put your trust in him to provide what you need. So I haven't had to have this level of trust because I ain't been at this level yet. And it makes everything that has happened, you know, it brings so much perspective into all it, like it brings so much clarity to all of it, because all of the suffering and all of the hardship and all of the hurt and the pain that I experienced last year, it was developing me for this time to have trust in him, to trust him more intensely, and to remind myself of the outcome of what my trust in him has been, instead of focusing on the discomfort in developing that trust in him. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to think more intensely and, you know, meditate more on what God has done. Again, going back to his track record, he has never failed me. And when I look back on all the things, I'm like, the Lord has never failed me. He's never left me. He's never lied to me. He's never promised me something that he hasn't fulfilled, right? I look back on his track record and he's always been faithful. He's always been good. He's always been kind. He's always been merciful. He's always been holy. He's always been righteous. Like, he's never changed. He's always been constant. And so if his track record is flawless, then I can put my trust into something that has not failed. Right? We put our, and I think about it like, and I'm inviting you to do the same. Think about it. Think about all the things that we have placed our trust in that we don't have an intimate relationship with, right? We jump on planes. You don't know that pilot. You don't know that pilot. You don't know the engineers. You don't know the mechanics. You don't know anybody who has touched that plane, but you get on it. And you trust it's going to get you from point A to point B. You get in your car and you trust that it's going to get you from point A to point B, right? You go to work and you trust that you're going to get paid. You know, go out to eat and you trust that you're going to not get food poisoning, right? There's so many things. You drive on the freeway and you trust that you're not going to get into an accident. Whatever the case is, like, we put our trust in so many things, yet we don't trust the Lord, the one who has a flawless track record, the one who sent his son to die for us so that we could have access to him, to atone for our sins. He sent his son to atone for our sins so that we could be reconciled to him, have access to him, become the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we still don't trust the Lord. Like, and, you know, again, this is really me processing this in real time, but I'm just learning so much of the requirement that is trusting him. And, you know, I was thinking about Abraham, because when I go to sleep, recently I've been playing the Bible as I go to sleep. And so, so last night I fell asleep listening to the Bible, and then I woke up this morning listening to it. And when, after I got off the phone with my therapist, I was thinking about Abraham, and I was thinking about, like, just putting things into, you know, perspective, like all the years he waited for Sarah to get pregnant with Isaac. And I mean, it was years, right? Like years. And they finally have Isaac. And I thought about how much trust they had to have and how much faith they had to have to know that God was going to come through on his promise. And then they get this promise, and now the Lord is like, go sacrifice him. And I'm telling you, this is why you got to read the Bible, because it will help you. I didn't realize that. So if you read this in Genesis, it says that when the Lord told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, it says that Abraham got up the next morning. I mean, that's literally the next verse. And the next morning, Abraham got up. So he responds immediately. He trusts immediately. I'm telling you, if the story was about Megan and Eli, it would have been like Megan tossed and turned all night. Megan went on a walk, didn't return for 5 days. Megan has, I'm telling you, it would have been like Jonah and the whale. Like, I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm going the opposite way. I'm telling you. And I don't know why, but that scripture just always encourages me that he gets up.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But then there's a, I have a Tony Evans study Bible, which I absolutely love. And the study Bibles are so helpful because they give you references, right? And so when I was reading this, there's a reference to in Hebrews where it's talking about Abraham, and it brings more context into what Abraham was, you know, his, I guess his thoughts or his, you know, his response to the Lord asking him or telling him, commanding him to sacrifice Isaac. And it says that Abraham basically believed that he had so much faith and trust in the Lord that he believed that he would raise Isaac from the dead. Like he was like, okay, Lord, I'll sacrifice my son because you have promised me that from this son, I will father, you know, many nations. You told me to look up in the stars, and if I can count them, those are the number of my descendants. Like, okay, Lord, you told me. So he gets up the next morning and he just does what the Lord tells him to do because he trusts in what the Lord promised him. Like, he just trusted. And he was like, okay, if you command me to kill Isaac, you'll just raise him from the dead because you promised me that, you know, many nations would come from this son. And so I immediately thought about that today and was so encouraged that, like, Abraham had faith and had to, and trust in the Lord, and he had to have it again and again and again and again. And I'm telling you, I'm telling myself that if you feel like you're going into a new season and you're like, oh God, man, I don't know. I'm scared. I just got comfortable in this position and now the Lord is requiring some things from me. I'm just going to encourage you to trust him again and again and again, and trust him intensely, and think on. Not the point of discomfort or the point of tension or fear or whatever when it comes to taking a leap of faith and doing what God has called you to do. But think about when you did it, how he responded to that. And trust, you know, loving the Lord and knowing the Lord. We have to trust him. His ways are just better than our ways. And, you know, I think it's been more intense on me that, like, I don't want to stand before him when this is all over, when my life is all over. I don't want to stand before him and have to take account for not doing something that he called me to do or that he required me to do. I don't want that type of disobedience on my hands at all. Like, I don't want that on my record. I just don't want it on my record. There's enough disobedience, and I'm thankful that, you know, through Christ my sins are forgiven and all things are passed away, old things are passed away. But, you know, I don't want to feed in any way into not trusting him. So that's kind of just where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now. I want to, you know, everything that I do, I want the Lord to be glorified and lifted up. And I want hearts to be turned over to him. Truly. That's really just my desire is, and intention and all the things that I'm doing is that that people know the Lord and want to love him. And, you know, I'm doing that in ways that I didn't anticipate. But I am committed to trusting him, and it doesn't feel good, but, you know, that's the call. Like, it just, you know, I don't think that it will always feel this way. I think the more that you feed into obedience, the easier it becomes to be obedient. And the more I feed into trusting the Lord, the more it's going to be, you know, natural to trust him. And like I said, my scripture for this year, was Proverbs 3. And when we trust the Lord, he makes our path straight. Like, he makes it clear the direction that we're supposed to go. When we trust in him and not in ourselves and not trying to figure it out on our own and not trying to sort things out and get, you know, in the way. When we trust fully in the Lord, he makes our path straight. not all over the place. He makes it straight. And so, yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for another year. If the Lord allows me to make it to Friday, I'm so thankful for another year. I'm thankful for all the previous years, as hard as they may have been. I'm thankful for them because I know that God has brought me to this time, this season, this place of relationship with Him. And I know that I don't know if I would be here had all those things not happened. So I really am grateful for every year that has been prior to this. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to, you know, have another year and see 34. I just can't believe I'm 34, but I'm 34 and God is good. And, you know, my skin is still tight. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't got a whole lot of wrinkles. I got gray hair, a lot of it. Don't zoom in. But my kids are healthy and, you know, In Totality is growing and I'm just thankful. I really am. I'm thankful. I'm humbled because I know that, you know, there's no way in the world I deserve to be in the position that I'm in, have the things that I have, even the people in my life. But I'm just, my heart is just full of gratitude. And so because it's my birthday week, I want to invite you to the best gift that you could ever receive, which is the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And I want to invite you to repent first, because He loves you and wants to know you, and He does know you. He wants you to know Him intimately. And the greatest gift that, if I had to ask, like, or if I was asked, what would you want for your birthday? It would be that every single person that comes across this podcast, that comes across my Instagram, that comes across any of my content, the greatest gift would be that they consider knowing the Lord and loving Him and surrendering their lives to Him.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And, you know, that's my invitation to you. It really is my invitation every podcast. I don't do it every podcast, but that's essentially what I'm trying to do in the content, is to invite you to know the Lord and love Him. And because He loves you and He has a plan for you, and, you know, He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. He loves you. And so I just want to encourage you to, you know, surrender your life and give Him all of you. Like, try it for real. You know what I mean? That's why this podcast is called In Totality, because I've tried it so many different ways and the Lord required my life in totality. And He's requiring all of our lives in totality. He's requiring our trust in totality. He's requiring our attention in totality. He's requiring all of us, our bodies, our platforms, our relationships, our everything. He's requiring all of it. And so that's my invitation to you, is that you know the Lord and that you love Him and that you trust Him with your whole heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make the path straight. So that's my invitation to you. Again, make sure you check out our Patreon community. I have gotten so many DMs, messages from people, emails from people who are saying that they feel lonely. They don't have community. They're trying to pursue the Lord and pursue a relationship with the Lord. And they're finding that they're not having, you know, as many friends, or their families don't agree and they feel alone. I'm telling you, our Patreon community is really a community. The Village is a community of people who are really trying to pursue the Lord, love him with their whole hearts and live for him. And the community is just amazing. They're in the chat every day, having conversations, praying for one another, encouraging one another. It's just amazing. And so if you are feeling like you need community, you need, a community of people that are like-minded, and that, you know, will encourage you in your faith and that will encourage you with your walk, and you don't have that community, I'm telling you, go to my website right now and then go to the Patreon link and join the Village community. It is amazing. We just finished our book, like I said earlier. And so we'll be starting a new book. What did I say, Jordan? At the end of March or early April, we're going to start a new book, and we're going to kind of take some weeks off in March because I need to get my life together, clearly. And so, but yeah, join the Patreon community. It's amazing. It's been such a blessing to just, even for me, it's just been a blessing. And I know that so many other people have expressed to me that it's been a blessing to them. So I would love for you to join that. Make sure you check out, what else do we have? Patreon, subscribe to the YouTube, all the Apple Podcasts, all the streamings. Make sure you guys are engaged with that, and my Amazon storefront. If you go to my website, there's a link right there that will connect you right to my storefront. It has the Bible study, or the study Bible that I use, all the books that I've been reading, Bible study materials, all those things, commentaries, all those great things. If you're looking to really, you know, have a relationship with the Lord, you need to know his word. And so those resources are on there for you. And so, yeah, I hope that this episode kind of helps you guys. I know I was just kind of expressing just my thoughts and where I'm at, but I pray that this encourages you to trust the Lord with all of your heart. That's my intent. And so I will see you guys next week. I love you so much. See ya.
Hey, you guys, before you go, I just wanted to say how grateful I am for your love and support. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment and share it with a friend or a family member. If you could do me one huge favor, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a heartfelt review. It helps others just like you discover the podcast. You guys, let's continue to spread the inspiration. For more about me and the podcast, visit www.themeganashley.com. Until next time, stay encouraged that you are so valued and so loved.